Have you ever listened to the Moment to the Queen podcast? Would you love to be part of a community committed to growth and development through faith, capacity building, and mind transformation? Are you ready to give your all to move from whatever state you are now into a better phase of life? Then be a part of something awesome. The Moment with the Queen community is a community geared towards your lifting, so in the end, you can lift others. We are all a work in progress. Join us on Facebook and Instagram at Moment with the Queen community. Remember, transformation is in action.
your mouths all over this room. Open up heaven, open up heaven. Open up heaven. Oh, we bless you, God. Oh, we need your power, God. Yeah. We receive your miracle, shines in wonders. Open heaven. Open heaven. There's a
And of course, absolutely, there is a river of miracles flowing. And, you know, the truth is the river of miracles has been flowing, like, since, not just today. And, you know, I would like to say that on the issue of identity and, of course, understanding who you truly are, understanding yourself, we started this journey from the very first week in February. So in case you're just joining in and it's your first time joining the Moments with the Queen show, welcome, welcome. There is always, always, always room for more. But I'm just going to tell you that you have missed out on a lot. Actually, you have missed out on a lot. By the way, we are broadcasting live from the conference city. Yes, I am on Mount Patti in Lokoja, Kogi State, Kogi. And yeah, in case I'm saying this, in case you're traveling, perhaps you are in your car and you're listening to this, maybe you just turned on your radio set and you just tuned into this. You just stumbled upon something that has the ability, the capacity to transform your life forever. Actually, we have been looking at the whole identity. Where does your identity stem from? A lot of persons, when they are asked, who are you? Or they are asked to introduce themselves, or they are asked, how would you like to identify yourself? Or who would you say you are? It usually goes back to, maybe I am Mr. This, or I am Mrs. This, so I'm the wife of this person. Or it goes back to, I work with this, or I have achieved this. So we spoke a lot about how your identity, foundational wise, should always stem from something that does not change, so that you will not get to a point where you hit rock bottom and you think, I don't have hope because parents have let me out, or they've let me down, and this has let me down, you know, as the case may be. So we spoke about where you get your identity from. And then we moved on to talk about broken identity, understanding that there are some persons who, you know, perhaps as a little child, there's a place where you received your own sense of worth and ownership from, and you know, something just happened along the line, and maybe this person betrayed you, perhaps you were raped, perhaps you were physically abused, verbally abused, however the case may be, and something happened and you just feel like, okay, perhaps this is how I am, or this is how I'm supposed to be, and you have carried on with that particular, you know, sense of worth in your heart, and you've been living life from that angle. And then we moved on. Last week was really phenomenal. We had the very amazing Lawrence Uleji, you know, with us present in the studio. I actually wished he would be here as well, but hey, it's fine. All right, so we had Lawrence Uleji live in the studio with us last week, and we talked about healing, and we said we all need healing. And it was such a beautiful time. We talked about things that you can actually get to first of accept and do if you really, really want to heal, if you want to get to that point of wholeness where you can just breathe and say, okay, I think this thing is coming together finally. And you know, one of the things that we talked about when we talked about healing was vulnerability. Hello. Yes, of course, we talked about vulnerability. And I told you actually from the very inception of this particular show this month of February, because it's the last Friday in February. Yeah, so I told you we're going to be having a guest, and I told you she is an emotional intelligence coach in person of Oluwadamilola Adedeji, and you can also call her Dazzle I call her Dazzle. You may know her, you know, as Dazzle. And who is Dazzle? She is somebody who has consistently strived, you know, to impact her world by writing her name, you know, in the hearts of many. And trust me, if you would just pay attention, I like to say, get books, get pens, be calm, just make sure that you're focused, you give your heart to this particular show, because a lot of things can happen in the process. You know, once you know you're ready, Dazzle is also going to leave her name in your heart as well. All right. She's a creative. She's a spoken word artist. But for today, for what we're going to be discussing today, I like to call her a spoken word sensation, because she has that power, you know, with her words. But she is also an emotional intelligence coach. So we have an emotional intelligence coach here with us, because I said it, you know, when we talked about healing last week, you know, I emphasized that we're not just talking about healing that has to do with physical healing. You know, if somebody says, I have malaria, it's very easy for you to just go in and then you say, okay, these are the drugs for you to get. But many times we don't want to accept that I have malaria, but the malaria I have is not the one that's caused by, what is it, plasmodium or what now? biologists can help me do that. It's not that type, you know. It's something that's happened because a wound or, you know, something happened somewhere, and there are some persons who have not even acknowledged that wound. They have not acknowledged the wound yet. So yes, the wound is there, but they have not acknowledged it. So this is why we're going to be looking at the subject of discuss, which is vulnerability. And I already have connected with me live Dazzle. All right, so this is where I get to say, if your hands are not too busy, you can clap. But while I am here, I will just ring my bell. Good evening, Dazzle. Good evening. It's good to have you here on the Moments with the Queen show. Again, I think this is the second time we're going to be having you. Good evening, Dazzle. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, very well. Very well. I can hear you clearly now.
Can you? I can barely hear you, though.
Oh, dear. Can you hear me now? Network is not... We ain't going to have issues with network.
No,
not tonight.
It's not... The network is not fluctuating.
Okay.
I think the phone is not close to you.
Oh, no, the phone is actually very close to me, and wow. I can hear you clearly. We can hear you clearly, actually.
Okay.
All right. All right, so it's good to have you. It's good to have you on the show. It's good to have you on the Moments of the Queen show once again, Dazzle. Thank you so much for honoring our invitation.
I think this is my second time.
Yes, it is. It is actually your second time. You should get a gift, right, for coming on the Moments of the Queen. Actually, you have been on the Moments of the Queen show on radio twice. You've been on the Moments of the Queen show on Telegram once. So I think you're now a family member. Thank you so much. All right. Okay. We're just going to go right on. Just before I connected with you, I hope you can hear me. Can you hear me? You can hear me now, right?
Yes.
All right, great. All right, so just before I connected with you, I gave a brief rundown of what we have been discussing, conversations that we have had here. The Moments of the Queen for this month of February has been like a series, and we've talked about identity. That's how we started. And then, of course, we transited into understanding broken identity. So persons who, you know, probably have an identity of themselves that they have accepted as their sense of worth or who they truly are, but is not who, you know, they're supposed to be, would understand that, first of all, I need to even heal, because I see myself as somebody who is battered. I see myself as someone who's not good enough, and this is not who I'm supposed to be. So we moved on and we talked about the fact that we all need healing, every single person in one aspect or the other. And one of the processes to healing we talked about is vulnerability. So that's where I want you to come in. Yes. That's where I want you to come in. You are an emotional intelligence coach. I'm very sure you probably have used this term. I don't know how you would have said it, but when you have clients, I know a lot of times one of the prerequisites for a client to meet an emotional intelligence coach has got to be the fact that that client has decided to be vulnerable. Sometimes some people just even step in and say, okay, I want to have this discourse with you, but then they are not vulnerable. So when the word vulnerability comes to you as a coach, what do you see? What comes to your mind? How, when you see yourself from the perspective of being a coach to your clients, because I'm assuming that every single person who is listening to us right now already has, not many people have even understand emotional intelligence. Not many people do that. All right. Not many people understand that. So now we are trying to bring this perspective, this new perspective, that there's something called emotional intelligence. And in emotional intelligence, one thing that is necessary for you to be, well, I don't know if the word is diagnosed, is vulnerability. So, yes, please, I want you to just say a thing or two in this line. Help us, educate us.
Vulnerability is a key part of emotional intelligence.
Okay.
You cannot take, because like you said, before you even decide that you want to be an emotionally intelligent person, that means you're signing up to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a coach, when I hear vulnerability, I hear humanity. But a lot of people hear weakness.
Okay.
So, the idea of
can you take that again? You know, you just said something really powerful. You said when you hear vulnerability, you hear humanity, but a lot of people take it as weakness. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the thing. A lot of people think vulnerability is weakness.
Okay.
You know, imagine you, like, made a mistake at work or you did something to someone and you decided to open up to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, many people might call you timid. Many people might feel like, oh, you didn't have to, especially if there was nothing pointing to you. But the ability to own up to your weaknesses, the ability to say, okay, yeah, this is what I did, this is who I am, is a strength in itself.
Okay.
Because vulnerability is one of the tools you can use to establish trust, connect with others, and build stronger relations. You really cannot boast of being emotionally intelligent without being vulnerable.
Amazing.
And yes, because vulnerability is not that you're a chatterbox or you go about spreading your dirty linen in public. Vulnerability is one of the ways you can call forth relatability. Now, thought leaders that are not vulnerable tend to cause more harm than good.
Hmm.
If you are a thought leader, people look up to you, people, like, wherever you are, whatever you do, and people look up to you, and you do not let them into your process, you do not let them into your thought pattern, there's a very high tendency that you are mounting pressure on the people that are looking up instead of actually motivating or inspiring them.
Can you please break this down? Like, I want you to spend a bit more time on this. You said if you're not vulnerable to people who look up to you, you are most likely mounting pressure on them instead of motivating them. So please, I want you to just break that down a bit as quickly as possible.
Okay, yes. A vulnerable person is somebody that owns up to everything that happens on their journey.
Okay.
Somebody that is quick to say, I didn't get it the first time I decided to put two and two together, but the third time, I was able to get it. Because when you're outside, people see your results,
mm-hmm.
and they want to emulate your results. It is important that you show them the process so that when they meet the same hurdle on the way, they can know that it is normal.
Okay. Amazing. Okay.
Because lack of vulnerability would make you feel like this person does it, but they don't know what happens behind the scene. So the idea of vulnerability is to bring your behind the scene for people to see.
Wow.
Only then can they connect with you. That's why I said when I hear vulnerability, I hear humanity. That's how to pledge connectivity. That's how to pledge relatability with people.
Okay, quickly, you know, you've said a lot of deep things, and I don't even know, it's hitting me in different places. Yes, okay, so what you're trying to say now is, as individuals, as people, as leaders, because I like to say, you know, one of the things that we always hit on in this particular show is that every single person has the capacity and the potentials, you know, to be leaders if they decide to utilize or maximize it. So there are fathers listening to this show right now. There are mothers listening to the show who want to be the ideal parents to their kids. So are you trying to say that they should let their kids in on the fact that maybe, oh, I wasn't such an excellent student while I was in school. I failed woefully. Do you really think that's going to be motivating in any way? You don't think you probably get the child doing, if my daddy failed, so, why, who am I to, if daddy could come last, you know? You're not seeing it from that angle?
I do not see it that way. Well, maybe if you had asked me this question about a year ago, I would have seen reasons with you. But now, I do not see it that way.
Okay,
now,
tell me.
Experiences of shame, experiences of judgment, and all that, they're a part of life. Inevitable.
Okay.
Now, the earlier your children know that, the better. The earlier they know the mistakes that you had to face while you were growing, the better. Because like that, let me give an example.
Please,
something they
ahead.
Used to tell teenage girls is, if a boy should touch you, you get pregnant. Now, that is very vague and very misleading, because the moment the girl realizes that when a boy touches me, I don't get pregnant, she goes haywire.
Mm.
Because she now knows the truth that you were trying to hide.
Okay.
Now, it could have been easier when you are authentic. Vulnerability comes with authenticity. Now, because your children, I don't know the age of the children, but you divulge information based on the age and how much they can take at time.
Okay.
So there is really nothing wrong in and quickly, let me say something. About parents now, there's a way parents like to force respect. Now, respect don't just come. Respect comes from when people are sure, when your children are sure that you are competent. How can they be sure that you are competent if you act like you are seamless, as if there is no fault in you? There is nothing wrong in when you discover that you probably hurt your child. There's nothing wrong in telling your child, I'm sorry.
Hmm.
Basic humanity. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do it that way. There's a way you can command respect and still be vulnerable.
Okay, I'm going to be asking this question. I have seen people who possess this knowledge about vulnerability, who understand that, okay, there's a part of, since it has happened, why not say it and let the world know, or let the world in on my background story, like you've put it, and they become manipulative with it. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah,
because there are people who, before you, you've not even told them anything. They've told you, oh, when I was young, I suffered. I had this, I had that. And it comes off like too much information. So how do we draw the line?
I mentioned something that was quite fleeting the other time. I said vulnerability has to be authentic.
Okay.
It has to be authentic. Now, there are some people with Machiavellian tendencies.
What
these
is
are
that?
People that understand these are understand the emotions of people and how to play on it.
Okay.
These are people that understand that, okay, this is what I can say to evoke emotion out of somebody. You know, now these kind of people, their stories are usually very fickle. Permit me to use this example. I remember during NYC, there were lots of people that used to just come around to come and tell us how they moved from grass to grace just because they attended one lecture, blah, 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 blah. They are very big talkers. They tell you something that looks like the story of their life. Now, you can easily tell that this is not authentic. Now, even if it is true, is it contextual?
And of course, this is not just restricted to NYSC. This could be anywhere
this
else.
This could
of course.
Be. That was an example.
Okay,
it could be
ahead.
Anywhere else. So, let me break it down into two areas now. For the person that is speaking, you might need to watch it, because very soon you run out of stories because they are not authentic. You just come, you repeat the same thing over and over again. It is not coming from a place of truth. So you will soon run out of stories and people will know you. Now, for the person that is listening, stories are good. Stories are very good way of evoking emotions or of calling forth some things. But then you see somebody that claims to be vulnerable in front of you, but at the end of the day, the end goal is to make you part with some thousands or to make you lose a very important part of yourself, then you need to watch it.
Because that's no longer just being vulnerable, that's being manipulative, because the intention is not authenticity.
No longer authentic.
It's no longer authentic. Okay, amazing.
So that's how to draw the line.
Wow. All right. If you're just joining in, welcome, welcome. There is always room for more. It's Moments with the Queen. And I have connected with me live Adedeji Oluwadamilola, also known as Dazzle. I call her Dazzle. She's an emotional intelligence coach. And there's no better way for us to wrap up this series where we've been talking on identity. We've been talking about healing. We've been talking about broken identity. And now we are looking at the place of vulnerability. Mommy, daddy, dear teenager, youth, wherever it is you're listening to this from, I want us to not just see this as another information that comes. You know how this is information age, so information flies past us like every single day. I want you to see how you can get one or two things for yourself in this. Right? How vulnerable have you been with your children? How vulnerable have you been with yourself? Yes, Dazzle. Just before we go on a really short break, I think I would like you to talk about that. There are some persons who do not accept a certain reality. They are very defensive to that reality. Like, they don't, even for themselves, they don't even want to accept that this is my truth. What do you, what would you say to those kind of persons? Like, they are so defensive about some. Okay, I'll give an example. You see people who I don't know if the word is tough lovers, like love me, tough love. They believe in tough love. They don't know how to they love you, and instead of them to show that they love you, they would rather like do hard guy. I don't even know the word to use, you know. But basically these people do not allow you feel hurt. You are, this thing has annoyed you, right? But instead of say, oh, this thing actually annoyed me, or acknowledge that this thing actually hurt me, they want to live in denial and act like I am perfect, I am fine, and I'm emotionally sound. Many people read this as being able to be logical and rational over being emotional. So where do you place this when you want to talk about vulnerability now? Is it that you're trying to, I don't know, just say what
okay,
you say.
This is actually a lot, but let me take it from here. Now, the problem is a lot of people think logic is the opposite of emotion.
Okay.
It's not. Logic is not the opposite of emotion. The two of it can exist in one person. What we call logic is actually emotional intelligence. But I don't want to go into that now.
Okay.
If the essence of vulnerability is actually to address core emotions.
Okay.
This might sound harsh, but if you are the type that is usually running away from emotions, then you are not emotionally intelligent. You might be intelligent in other areas, but you are not emotionally intelligent. I'll share an example that is quite personal. Just yesterday, I messaged a friend that we were going to part ways at some point. So I knew I was going to miss her. So instead of going ahead and tell her, then we probably cherish the few moments we would have together. For the meantime, I tried to just give her a gap. I just gave her space for about 2 to 3 days before she traveled. Then just yesterday, I didn't know better. Just yesterday, I messaged her and I told her that I'm sorry if you felt it that I was being snobbish at the time you were going to travel. This was actually why. She was shocked. So you were going to miss me and you couldn't just tell me that, oh, you miss me and all that. Now, these things actually deprives you of connection with humanity. How do you connect with people when you do not tell them exactly how you feel? Now, there is no good or bad emotion. It is what you make out of it. So there is nothing wrong with feeling angry. What do you want to do with your feeling? Because feelings are fickle. They come and they go. They come and they go. So what do you want to do with that feeling at that point? That's what makes you emotionally intelligent. An emotionally intelligent person does not talk in emotions. They don't talk in feelings, rather. They address it. So vulnerability is not weakness. I think that's the fear of people. They're like, how will I be vulnerable? They will now laugh at me. Advice that this is where you now draw the line personally. There are some stories you don't share until you know they are ripe to be shared.
How would you know that your stories are ripe to be shared? We're going to be talking about that right after the break, okay? I would want you to actually give volume to that, because I know a lot of people who are listening right now who have stories that they want to share. They probably have attempted sharing it before, and the platform was like a no-no. They were not encouraged to, and some persons even think, when would I even know? Some people have even decided, you know what, for this particular story, I'll just die with it. So I don't know what it is that you have to say about that, but we'll go on a really short break, and after that we'll be right back. If you're joining in, welcome. There is always room for more. This is Grace 95.5 FM, the home of entertainment and good talk, and the lady behind the mic is the queen of the airwaves. Queen Sisan is my name, and I've been with you since about 4 o'clock, and of course the Moments with the Queen show started by 7 p.m. right about now. It's 32 minutes past 7. We're going to go on a very short break, and after that we'll be right back with Dazzle teaching us a bit more on vulnerability. Don't go nowhere and don't touch that dial.
Hello, good afternoon. How may I help you, please?
Yes, I would like to buy data to watch plenty videos. You know now, music, sports, in short, everything on YouTube.
What is your budget, sir?
As low as possible.
Well, how does 50 naira for an hour sound?
50 naira for 1 hour? Ha! Talk true!
Yes, with Glow YouTube plan, you can stream all your favorite YouTube videos for as low as 50 naira.
Hey, what do I do?
Simply dial *777# to get started.
Get the super affordable YouTube time-based plans from Glow and start feasting on your favorite YouTube videos for as low as 50 naira for 1 hour during the day and 50 naira for 5 hours at night. Dial *777#, select data, select social bundle, and select YouTube to choose the Glow YouTube plan that's just right for you.
Glow Unlimited.
Now, such memory you could get for place where you are celebrated.
Why you talk so?
I just remember the good times I did share with the friends and with the people where we
enjoy together.
Omo, wabai, with the honorable.
Yes, so now those people we they call Ore to Bayi.
Bam, wabai Ore? That's now why the honorable they celebrate all our friends and achievers for society. Let me say, now time to join the honorable. Honor the honorables.
Yes, so honorable. Wabai.
Hi, my name is Queen Sisan, and I am your host for the Moments with the Queen show. Have you ever heard about self-leadership? Would you like to learn about things you can do that would enable the giant in you emerge, like your personality, developing good communication skills, dealing with low self-esteem, having the ability to talk to anybody, anytime, anywhere? Have you ever felt that you could be better than where you currently are? Then stick with me. I will tell you how I transformed from the insecure, incoherent child I was through faith, purpose, capacity building, and mind transformation to the person I am becoming. Remember, transformation is in action. See you soon.
It's Moments with the Queen.
Have you ever listened to the Moments with the Queen podcast? Would you love to be part of a community committed to growth and development through faith, capacity building, and mind transformation? Are you ready to give your all to move from whatever stage you are now into a better phase of life? Then be a part of something awesome. The Moments with the Queen community is a community geared towards your lifting, so in the end, you can lift others. We are all a work in progress. Join us on Facebook and Instagram at Moments with the Queen Community. Remember, transformation is in action.
Be it transformed by the renewing of your minds. Welcome to Moments with the Queen.
Bless you, Miranda Curtis, for this very beautiful tune, Open Heavens. This song that always plays in the background is done by Miranda Curtis. And of course, if you're just joining in, welcome, welcome. There is always room for more. The Queen of the Airwaves, Queen Sisan, is my name, and I am locked in with you here this very amazing Friday evening. I hope you're having a really good time. By the way, if you want to be a part of this conversation, just before we open the phone lines to take in one or two calls, you can send in your SMSs, or 0703099 3083. I'll take the number again and slowly too. 0703 0993 083. I'll take the number again, 0703 0993 083. Now, if you know someone who perhaps is not in local jar, he's not in Kogi, or she's not in Kogi State, and you think you want that person to benefit from what's happening here, from this conversation, all you have to do is send our website link, and it is grace955fm.com. I'll take that again, grace955fm.com. Don't call in yet. I'll open the phone lines for calls, but not yet. All right, so let's just take in SMSs for now. By the way, I have with me Oluwa Damilola Adedeji, who is also known as Dazzle. I call her Dazzle, and she is an emotional intelligence coach. And today we are looking at vulnerability. We're looking at vulnerability, and she has been saying a lot of things. In case you're just joining in, I don't know, you have missed out on a lot, but let's see if you can catch up. And of course, Dazzle is still connected with me here in the studio. Hello, Dazzle. Good evening. Hello, Dazzle. Good evening.
Hello.
Yes, good to hear your voice again. All right.
Hello.
Hello. I can hear you clearly. Can you hear me? Hello, Dazzle, can you hear me? Okay, I can hear you clearly, Dazzle, so we're going to try and see if we can connect afresh. All right, Dazzle is connecting with us live, but however, she's not present in the studio. All right, so this is one of the reasons why we need to get more sponsors for this particular show. So if you know you want to hear this show over and over and over again, and you want some of all these hurdles to be away, you know, let the guests appear physically and all that there is, you can always reach out to us on 0805-829-8388. I'll take that again, 0805-829-8388. That is if you are interested in sponsoring this particular show. All right, let's see if we can connect with Dazzle as quickly as possible. Hello, Dazzle. All right, hello. Hello, Dazzle. Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you clearly. Can you hear me now? We can hear you clearly. Can you hear me now?
I hear you now.
Okay, wow. Great. Amazing. I'm happy to hear that you can hear me. All right, so just before we went on that quick break, we're talking about the fact that there are some persons who, you know, have stories that they want to share. Some persons don't even know if they should share it, you know. There's so much happening currently on this earth. A lot of persons have angles to themselves, you know, sides to themselves that nobody knows. Some people are even afraid of allowing anybody, you know, to know. So what do you have to say about these realities that people are currently facing?
Okay. All right, so at the beginning of this session, I said vulnerability does not mean spreading your dirty linen outside. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily mean saying things that you were not asked. Things mm-hmm. that you share have to be contextual, right?
Okay.
Like I said at the beginning. Now, when you have this at the back of your mind, there are some stories that you know are still quite touchy for you, or it's a trauma that you are yet to get over, or something that is still brewing and you are yet to get over it, you shouldn't share stories like this, because you never can tell who is at the other end listening. It might be people that cannot handle information and they end up saying something that would even hurt you more. So you have to be sure that you have gotten to a point. It's a process though, but But you have to be sure that you have gotten to the point where you do not necessarily, the topic is not necessarily as touchy as it was at the beginning.
Okay.
Also, there's also a need to have a circle. There are some stories that are not meant for the public. They might not be meant for the public in the next 2-3 years. Now, like I said, vulnerability is not going on social media to say there was a time I used to steal, they shot me on my leg and I almost died. A time might come where you will be able to say that in front of 5,000 people, but start with your circle. Be vulnerable with them.
Okay.
Let them know what is going on with you. So it's a process, and you have to be careful of how you divulge information as well. But there's a difference between being careful and talking in emotions and dying. Some people can be dying and decide that they are not telling anybody anything. That's not it. The world is not so bad that you cannot find somebody to trust.
The world is not so bad that you cannot find somebody to trust. What about people who have attempted to be vulnerable? You know, okay, let me just give a typical example. There are some ladies who have been so battered growing up. Perhaps they were abused as children. You know, they've had a crazy experience. And in the end, they finally meet one man who tries to tell them how much he loves them. You know, and then they get to be open with this particular person who, and of course, it's a wrong decision that they have made. Obviously wrong, because, you know, because of where they are coming from, all the red flags have stared them in the face, but they cannot exactly detect this. What would you say to somebody like that who is hearing this message right now? What is the backload of decisions that person has to make before getting to this point of vulnerability?
Okay, the truth is, someone like that has more than vulnerability to attend to.
Okay.
There are so many other things that need to be attended to. I remember I had one client one time. She paid for a session and she was still not telling me what was going on.
Okay.
She still felt the need to
hold back.
And hold back.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told her, look, you paid for this. I was able to discern that this person wasn't telling me everything.
Okay.
And then by time I was gentle, careful, and all of those things, she ended up saying that there are ways to that. But you might not be talking to a professional. The thing with people that have, and I'm really sorry if there's somebody like that listening to me, I pray you a light heart. Because I know how difficult it can be to trust again after your trust has been shattered and battered. But it's a process. It is a process. You have to first agree that there is a need to move from where you are. Without agreeing to that, we might not be able to move forward. Do you realize that there is a need? Because it is one thing to be in a space. It's another thing to agree that you are truly in that space. Some people will argue with you. They'll tell you that, no, they are fine. Those kind of people are not ready. You can't force it. Until they truly accept that this is where they are and there is a need to move from where they are, only then can true healing come. Because that kind of person needs to heal, maybe with one person, then with another person. And then people need to be careful who they open up to. Some people are just inquisitive. They are just inquisitive. They just want to hear. They really have nothing to offer.
Wow.
So you have to be careful.
All right, this is a lot. All right, thank you so much. If you're just joining in, welcome, welcome. There's always room for more, but where have you been? You've missed out on a lot of juice, I tell you. All right, to every single person who's connecting with us, and if you're probably listening to us and you're listening on the podcast, because some persons will listen to the show after this, or you're watching us live on Instagram, I want to say thank you very much for connecting with us. This is the Moments with the Queen show. And right about now, we have here in the house with us, Oluwadamilola Adedeji, connecting with us live. and we're talking about vulnerability, the place of vulnerability, especially in our healing process, the place of vulnerability. And I said you can send in an SMS. Now is the time where I can take your calls in case you have calls, all right? So 0703099-3083. All right, first call here says, I've been a good follower. I've been a good follower listening to you, but since two Fridays, I cannot listen. Okay. Deborah. All right. Thank you so, so, so much, Deborah. I give you a very big shout out to her. I really love for you. And she says, kudos to Dazzle. Thank you so much. All right. Question here says, how do I connect with my mentee? I am in love with her and I want her and I want to have a marriage relationship with her. She sees me. Okay, the question here says, how do I connect with my mentee? I am in love with her and want to have a marriage relationship with her, but she sees me as oga for now. How can emotional intelligence apply? Dan. Did you get that question?
Yeah, I did. But all right. This is not vulnerability, but I'm just going to answer.
Okay.
Now, firstly, you have to be very careful. This person did not come to you to find love. This person came to be a mentee.
Okay.
And you ended up catching feelings along the line. We cannot, you have to be really careful with that. You have to take it really slow. And you have to be sure what you feel.
Okay.
I hope it's not that you are enjoying the fact that this person...
Trusts you, submits to you, surrenders her thoughts.
You would listen to you, would surrender to you, would take everything, say hook, line, and sinker. The same thing does not apply to a married relationship.
So you might not expect, if there's a switch now, she probably will not be the same mentee.
She might not be the same person anymore. Because the characteristics of a mentee is definitely different from somebody you want a married relationship with. So it is quite tricky. You have to be, and you have to be sure of what you feel yourself. Where are you coming from? Are you sure it's not the fact that she's being cool with you now, mm-hmm. and making you attracted to her?
And if he has put all these things in check, though, what would then be the way forward?
Just in case you have put all these things in check and you're sure that this is it, my brother. Remove yourself from that one. I know people that were actually mentor, mentee, and today they are married.
Yes, of course.
But then you have to be, there are just boxes you need to check. Once you are sure of these things, then you go ahead, sister, I'm already feeling more than this. There are no two ways about it. There's no hard and fast rule. There's no step one, call her, step two, no. Just talk,
Which
tell her.
Oh well, and prepare for
and
how.
Been
and
a good, if she has been a good mentee,
mm-hmm.
then she would be able to now know if she feels the same way. But please, if she doesn't,
yes, it's totally fine. Yes, please, and prepare to give her time because sometimes it might be. Me, I want to say prayer about it too, because that way is very important. Because so you don't come and deceive somebody's child. All right, okay, 0703099-3083. If you've been following the session, and of course, this last question that came in is just by the way, okay? If you know you have a question as regards vulnerability or there's something that you want to share, please do well to call in. 0703099-3083 is the number to reach us via. We have connected with us live in the studio, Oluwa Damilola Adedeji, also known as Dazzle. So you can just call her Dazzle. It's Dazzle, Deborah. All right, it's Dazzle, Dazzle. And we have been talking about a place of vulnerability. All right, we have a call and we'll see how we can make the most of our time right now. All right, hello, good evening. Hello, good evening. Hello, good evening. Hello. Hello, good evening. All right, please do well to call back into the show. Also, if you're calling in and something is happening, you cannot connect, just send in an SMS. That would quickly get to us. Hello, good evening. Hello, good evening. Ora, please do well to call back into the show and make sure that you've put your thoughts together. Hello, good evening. Ora, please do well to call back into the show. If you're trying to call into the show and you're having issues, just send in an SMS. I cannot miss that. The number once again is 0703-0993-083. Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. What's your name and where are you calling us from?
I'm Joyce. I'm calling from Lokoja.
It's good to have you on the show, Joyce.
Yeah. So I've been listening to Dazu and it's been an amazing time here, all right?
Okay.
Yeah, so, but I want to ask Dazu, if you're learning to be vulnerable at a point and then you discover, or not just discover, how you sure the next person is emotionally intelligent to handle what you're about to say? She said something about close friends and all that. Even your close friends, how do you measure their level of emotional intelligence so as not to, you know, miss Yan and then you have your story on Insta blog someday and stuff like that?
That is a very, very, very powerful question and I really like that. All right, thank you so much. All right, Dazzle, I don't know if you got that question.
Yes, I did.
All right, amazing. Okay, so I don't know. Let's see if we're going to get another call in succession. So you will just answer all the questions once.
Okay.
So 0703-099-3083 is the number to call. You can also send in an SMS, all right? But if we are not getting any other calls, you can just start. Joyce asked, how do you know that the person you're about sharing this or the people in your circle, you know, is emotionally intelligent enough to handle what you want to share?
Okay. All right, There is really no rule to guide this. Yes, it's very possible that you have in your circles that people that are not emotionally intelligent, and of course our threshold actually differs. There are people with emotional intelligence that are probably not as high as yours. They are still struggling to find a balance between everything. That everything that is going on around them, then you come and you tell them, okay, this is going on with me, blah, blah, blah. Now, this takes me back to the first point. We never can tell who the other person is, especially if you're saying it. Now, the thing is, why are you being vulnerable? Why are you sharing your story at that point?
Okay.
What is the aim of the story?
Okay.
Take, for instance, you have a business and you want to share your process. I'll use an example. Every time Davido tries to share his process, some people come and discredit it with, your father is a billionaire, I beg. Yours doesn't count.
Okay.
But some people still draw inspiration from whatever it is that he's saying. People on his field, they still find a way to draw inspiration because
they can relate to it.
For them, they can relate to the journey.
Okay.
So you have to be sure why you are sharing. Are you just sharing to a bunch of inquisitive people? It might not have the desired result. Why are you being vulnerable? Is it contextual? Is it relatable to the audience? The truth about it is there is always an audience for every story. You have to find yours. You have to find yours. There is no way you can force somebody that does not need your story to actually listen. If they don't need it, they don't need it.
If you share it at that particular point, they could almost like water it down,
it
would be wrong of you to start feeling like the story is not powerful or the story is not valid in the first place.
Exactly.
Amazing.
So this is why you need to check with yourself. Because you cannot control other people. I tweeted something that emotional intelligence is not your ability to monitor other people's emotional intelligence. It is who are you even in the midst of people that are not emotionally intelligent.
Can you say that again, please?
Emotional intelligence is not your ability to monitor other people's emotions or response to things. It is who are you even in the midst of people that are not emotionally intelligent? Are you truly emotionally intelligent or it has not been tested? You know, so you have to be sure. You cannot control the people at the other side of the curtain. but you can control yourself. That at least self-leadership, isn't that what you preach?
Yes, of course.
So, yeah.
Amazing. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for this session. It has been amazing. By the way, a message came in. I think I would just read it. It says, Dazu knows her onions. Greet her for me. Whoever the person is, there was no name, but thank you so much. And thank you to every single person who has been listening. Thank you so much, Dazu, for being here. Messages are dropping. I don't know why they are just dropping in, but I just want you to say, what are the few, while we call it a wrap, what is something that you want to say to someone who has been listening? We cannot take any more calls at the moment. We can only text messages that we can do in like 60 seconds. That's the only thing we can address right now. All right, so please, while we wrap it up, Dazu, what's one thing you would want to say?
Emotional intelligence is not rocket science. It's not as hard as people make it. It's just basic humanity. Just connect with yourself. Before you do anything, connect with yourself. Before you talk, before you act, before you do anything, just connect with yourself. Shut down that part of you that wants to be aggressive every time. Be assertive. Say things as you feel them and be sure that you are not causing any harm. Approach conversations, just connect with yourself, because emotional intelligence is basic humanity. It's as simple as that. Basic humanity.
Wow, powerful. All right, someone just said, how
I feel
okay,
like
go
giving
ahead.
Something, but go ahead. Before I leave.
All right, please. Okay, so somebody said, how can we find Dazu on social media? Please go ahead and tell us how we can find you on social media.
Okay, Dazu Speaks on Instagram, Dazu Speaks on Twitter. Facebook, the same thing, Dazu. There's no other person.
Dazzle Speaks is Speaks. So Dazu Speaks together.
Yes,
Dazu Speaks.
Yeah.
Amazing. So you wanted to say something? You can wrap up with that.
So I wanted to give something.
Okay,
I want
what's
to
that?
Give something.
Okay.
All right. Aside the fact that I have a book on emotional intelligence, you can get it on any of my social media platforms. Follow the link and then you can download it. It's free. Mirror
okay.
conversations.
All right.
But
amazing.
I want to give a session to someone listening.
Okay.
If you feel the need to talk to an emotional intelligence coach for any reason whatsoever, just one person. So I don't know how you pick the person, Susan. So you decide.
Oh well, I have one person who has been a very serious follower. She follows us every single time. She sends messages when she's around, and her name is Deborah. All right.
If she needs or wants a session, just decide, and then you can give the person my number.
Okay, amazing.
My WhatsApp number.
All right. So if you need the session, Deborah, because I think that's who I'm picking, because she's somebody who I know has followed the show, followed it consistently, and she's always following the show. So if you know you need the session and there's a way you can work around it, send me a message now, Deborah. Send me a message. I would know. Else, I will give it to someone else. And also, in case Deborah doesn't, you know, cut it eventually, send in an SMS now and tell me why you need the session. All right. So whoever it is, eventually, yes,
too.
I might. It just might be you. I might end up not picking Deborah. Okay. So Deborah, you still
say,
stand
we might
a chance.
End up picking two.
Oh, we
Maybe
might end
Deborah
up picking two. Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
You see, please.
Since
all right. So send in.
Since Deborah is consistent.
Deborah is consistent. She has asked
she
for my number. She has asked to be, you
person.
Know, so fine. So Deborah is consistent. All right. Thank you so much, Dazu. Thank you so much. It is always an amazing time with you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for learning. Thank you for growing. Thank you for developing yourself. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your process. And thank you for coming on the Moments with the Queen show. Thank you so much. This is where we get to say our goodbyes. All right. Meanwhile, in case you still want to be a part of this conversation, we are going to be having a discuss, all right, on the Moments with the Queen community on Telegram. All right, so you can be a part of the community on Telegram. All you have to do is check us up on Instagram. It's MWTK community. Check us up on Instagram. Follow us. Once you follow us, click on the link in our bio and you will see how to get across to the Telegram group. Else, go on Facebook, Moments with the Queen community. Queen is spelled as K.